This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Nancy Durham, D like David, U-R-H-A-M like Mary. Date of birth, 3/14 of 1950. Date of birth, oh, I already said that. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Durham with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypothyroidism. Her last visit was April 4th of 2025. She has lost weight over the last 6 months. 3 pounds decreased, and she does have more winter clothing on currently. She's currently feeling well. Dr. Witzke had started her on Flomax 0.4 milligram daily. It was causing severe dizziness when she woke up in the morning, so she's currently stopped that, and we'll be discussing that with Dr. Witzke. She also sees Dr. Sudeep Mohan, S-U-D-E-E-P, Mohan, for her paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she's anticoagulated with Xarelto. Since her last visit, it was November or December 20th, 2025, she fell at a friend's house, hit her head, may have lost consciousness for up to a minute, and because of being on Xarelto, went to the ER for evaluation, and there was no bleed or any adverse events after the fall. Currently, she's feeling better without headaches or dizziness. She does have a chronically low pulse, usually in the 50s, 50 to 54, she advises when she checks her blood pressure. There has been some discussion of needing a permanent pacemaker. She's currently anxious about the idea of putting a pacemaker in unless it's absolutely necessary, but she will be talking to her cardiologist about this concern. She also had some recent thyroid studies with a mildly elevated TSH level, and so she may need adjustment of her Synthroid to improve her thyroid function. She suffers from Hashimoto's thyroid disease. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, minimal dyspnea on exertion that is stable, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain, no palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and she has chronic edema of the lower extremities. She has not been using support hose because her skin has been very dry, she states. So she didn't want to use the support hose with the dry skin. Medications, I want to highlight the Xarelto 20 milligram daily, Bisoprolol 5 milligram daily, Multac is 400 milligram twice a day, Lisinopril maximum dose of 40 milligram daily, Amlodipine is 5 milligram daily, and that was started October 25th of 2025. Pepcid is 20 milligram twice a day, and other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight, 212 pounds. Blood pressure is 126 over 68. Pulse is 50. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese and non-tender without ascites. Extremities, 3+ edema of the lower extremities, feet and ankles, up to knees. She should be wearing support hose, and she will start using them, she reports. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 1/29/2026. Creatinine is 1.26 with estimated GFR of 45. Previous two levels were 1.39 in the ER after her fall and 1.1. Magnesium 2.1. Calcium 9.6, sodium is 141, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 29, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin is 12.4, normal white count, normal platelets. She also had a history of low sodium levels last summer. So we did check urine osmolality, 916 of 25, and that was 281. Random urine sodium was 55, which was normal. And the sodium at that time was 134. This was most likely syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone. And we asked her to start following a fluid restriction of 50 to 56 ounces per day maximum. And she has been trying to do that and sometimes gets up to 64 ounces a day. But she does feel as if she's somewhat dehydrated, and she's urinating slightly less with the fluid restriction. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. We are going to have her check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently well controlled. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Xarelto. 4, hypothyroidism with history of low sodium levels, currently excellent sodium level. I've asked her to increase the fluid restriction just slightly, up to 64 ounces in 24 hours. Then we'll follow that sodium level. As long as that stays 135, 136 or higher, we won't make any changes in the fluid restriction. She should discuss adjustments to her Synthroid since the TSH was greater than 5 when that was checked. So she'll be calling your office to have that adjustment made if needed. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.